The Plimsolls were an L.A.-based pop band led by the singer and songwriter Peter Case. They performed extensively during the early 80s when our rock critic Ken Tucker lived in L.A. and reviewed their concerts. Now a live club performance from October 31st, 1981 has been released for the first time. It's called Live, Beg, Borrow, and Steal. And instead of nostalgic, it left Ken feeling freshly enthusiastic about the continued vitality of the Plimsolls' music.
LA's finest, let's hit it for LA's finest, and if further none other than the Plimsolls, the Plimsolls, let's hit it, love it.
These days, Peter Case is known as a respected cult audience artist who specializes in a thoughtful brand of neo-folk rock. In 1981, however, Case was the frontman for the Plimsolls, a jittery, raucous band that inserted itself into the thick of a newly thriving Los Angeles rock scene. L.A. was just getting around to reacting to the late 70s punk rock that had emerged from New York and England. I lived and worked in L.A. during this time, and the reason for the lag was very clear to me. L.A. was very much a music industry town. And the industry of that time still revered Fleetwood Mac, as it should have, and the Eagles, more so than the Sex Pistols and the Ramones. So when punk hit L.A., it arrived as damaged goods, broken and splintered. What emerged locally were bands like X and the Germs, and power pop as practiced by, among many others, the Plimsolls. Plimsolls' music consisted of tight little melodies with terse guitar hooks from Eddie Muñez and hoarse vocals from Peter Case. Their colleagues in competition ranged from now almost forgotten bands like The 3 O'Clock to the rancid smirk of The Knack, L.A. power pop's most commercially successful act. The Plimsolls reside in history somewhere in the middle. Their best songs didn't just sound like potential hit singles, they sounded like anthems. Soaring tunes such as A Million Miles Away.
Friday night, I just got back, I had my eyes shut. Was dreaming about the past. Thought about you while the radio played. Should have got more. It's the reason I stayed. Gotta drift into a different place.
Peter Case and the Plimsolls avoided the use of the first person in their lyrics and rarely begged for love in the manner of so many romantic pop rockers. They sang about reaching bliss through persistence aiming for a kind of earthly nirvana, or as they called it, the zero hour.
Bells are ringing, call it's getting late. Train's moving out, there's no time to waste. Now you better move fast. Yeah, you better move fast. Stay for your ticket and put on your shoes. Pack your suitcase, there's no time to lose. Now you better move fast. Yeah, you better move fast.
The Plimsolls made two studio albums and left behind them memories of tough, brief performance sets during which the band made its point and then stalked off the stage. I saw them in all the local clubs, from the Sunset Strip legend The Whiskey A Go-Go, where this album was recorded, to the Starwood off Santa Monica Boulevard, to smaller joints like Madame Wong's and Cathay de Grand. They always presented themselves without arrogance, but also with the confidence of the big pop stars they never became. I respect Peter Case's latter-day recordings, but I love his work with the Plimsolls.
Ken Tucker is editor-at-large for Entertainment Weekly. He reviewed a recording of a 1981 Plimsolls concert called Live, Beg, Borrow, and Steal. You can hear two tracks from it on our website, freshair.npr.org. Fresh Air's executive producer is Danny Miller. I'm Terry Gross.